Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio. We're live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickies and Pete's. Good morning, Hugh. I knew we were doing the show here today, and I thought we'd come in hopeful we'd come in with a lot of excitement and a lot of things to be happy about. Instead, we come in off of a nightmare of a weekend as the Phillies go down in their first game and the Eagles have their first loss with Jalen Hurts under center in over a year. I say good morning, Hugh, but it's not a great morning around here.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. In the famous words of Jesse the Body Ventura in Predator, I ain't got time to bleed. We got a game tonight, and we got four days to get ready for the next game. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, Hugh.
We ain't got time for all that,
well,
man.
I am bleeding over
it's
here.
It's time for a bounce back. We about to bounce back. We got time to bleed. Remember that from that movie. I got time to bleed.
I didn't know where you were going with the Jesse the Body reference to start the show. All right, Hugh, we got a lot to get into today. Unfortunately, we got a lot to react to.
It was a rough weekend, man.
Well, my goodness, was it rough. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare of a weekend. All right, Hugh, let's go in chronological order here. Let's start with Saturday night, the Phillies. As they go out there, they drop game 1-5-3 to the Dodgers. Hugh, there's a lot of different ways we could attack that game. And, look, I don't want to take the hitters off the hook. I don't want to take the players off the hook. I thought Rob Thompson had a bad night. I thought he had a bad night. I thought the sequencing of Robertson to Strom in the seventh inning was not good. And he set up – I mean, you cannot let Strom face both Betts and Hernandez. I thought he kind of gave them a chance to take that game back. Hugh, the Phillies jumped on Ohtani. They had three runs in the second inning,
yes,
and that
did,
place
like
was rocking.
Crickets.
And I thought, you know what? This just might be different. This time might be different. And they don't score again the rest of the game. Just a terrible job by the bats. A lot of hittable pitches they missed. And I thought Topper had a really bad night. I thought Dave Roberts outmanaged Rob Thompson in a significant way on Saturday night. Robertson, you can't get him back up after the first inning. I mean, he's an old pitcher after pitching the sixth. I put him back in the seventh. And I just thought the Strom sequencing, I know he wants him to face Ohtani, but I thought he played right into Dave Roberts' hands the way he set up his lineup. Hugh, your reaction as the Phillies go down 1-0 Saturday night?
Hitters got a hit, Joe. I mean, bottom line. I think that, you know, as a matter of fact, I think I was a little bit premature because I text Kyle and I was like, Ohtani didn't look all.
Yeah,
he didn't look all.
I didn't want to throw you under the bus, but you jinxed it. He got on a heater after you said that text.
As I said that.
It's your fault.
I was just like, I wasn't impressed. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because he looked somewhat mediocre in the beginning, you know. And then as the game, as he settled in, he got better. But the bottom line is this. You knew going into this series that it wasn't going to be easy. And you started off with the momentum. It was in your favor. But the hitters got a hit. Bottom line, you can't allow them to get back in the game knowing what we know about our bullpen and how potentially it could go sideways. So you had to keep your foot on the gas pedal.
So I agree with you. And I'm not trying to take these hitters off the hook. They got a hit. And they need to hit home runs tonight. You know, you can't beat the Dodgers with small ball. Enough of that. They need the ball to the ballpark tonight. Hugh, I agree with that. But three runs isn't one. Three runs isn't two. You can make three runs hold up in a playoff game.
You can.
And I just, like, we're supposed to have the better bullpen than the Dodgers. Didn't look like that on Saturday.
Yeah.
Their bullpen was better, and I just thought Rob Thompson played right into Dave Roberts' hands. Strom is fine, and he's the Ohtani guy, right? He's the Ohtani killer, the Ohtani stopper, so that's fine. But to start that inning with Robertson, he clearly didn't have it in the sixth. He threw six balls to Muncy. Muncy just happened to swing and get himself out. To run him back out there for the seventh and then to have Strom kind of caught there because I think he wanted him to face Freeman. I just thought it was a bad night for Topper, who unfortunately runs into these in the postseason. Phillies down 1-0 here as we look forward to tonight, game two, Lizardo on the mound. Hugh, tonight, and we'll talk about it all day on this show and all day on WIP, they got to get off to an early jump. They need a lead early in this game tonight because I just feel like that place is going to be tight. I know we talk about Citizens Bank Park, home field advantage. Hugh, they don't win here at home as much as we think they do. They haven't since the end of the Arizona series. The Arizona series, the Mets series, this one. They need a lead tonight. Otherwise, that crowd is going to feel tight, like here we go again.
Yeah, we got to shake it off, though, man. I know how everybody's feeling this morning. We had a rough morning. We had a rough yesterday. But we got to shake it off. We got a baseball game to play. We got a baseball game to play, and we can't be crying in our beer. Because yesterday, during the pregame show, we felt a little bit of that yesterday. It was a little bit of that yesterday. Everybody was kind of feeling bad.
Tense and tight,
for themselves because of what happened the other night. And I know people were out hanging out, you know, going to the game, the Phillies game. We ain't got time for that today, man. We got to get back on this winning ways. We got to get back on track. And it starts tonight. So pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Well, I got 4 hours of complaining before I pick myself up. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I thought maybe yesterday at least the Eagles would make me feel better, right? All right, we dropped game one. It's a 5-game series. There's games to go. I thought the Phillies could win in five. That means they got to lose two games. All right. We'll get over. We'll move on. Like you said, Hugh, we got tonight, right? And then the Eagles went out there yesterday, and that was the worst coached Eagles game I've seen in years around here. That was a joke. And, Hugh, I put the blame squarely on one person, but then one person above that, okay? Firstly, the blame goes on A.J. Brown. That what you saw yesterday on the field was because A.J. Brown complained for a week. Well, that football team yesterday was not the Eagles that we've watched over the last two seasons. What the heck was that? 38 throws? Saquon Barkley had one run after the second quarter. I mean, just think about that for a second. In a game they were leading at one point by 14 in the second half, he had one run in the second half of that game. They totally went away from their identity. This Jalen Cook thing, that guy took six sacks. Like, that's not winning football yesterday, what they did out there. I blame A.J. Brown for starting this, and I mostly blame the Eagles coaching here for giving in. What I saw yesterday was the wide receiver complained. The wide receivers complained, but obviously A.J. being the one that complained the most. And they said, all right, let's throw the football today. And they went out there, and that was ridiculous. The Broncos had one time of possession. The Broncos knew the Eagles' defense was gassed in the second half of the game because the Eagles didn't run the football. It was three and out, three and out, three and out. And they let the Broncos right back in the game. That was coaching malpractice yesterday, and they let A.J. Brown dictate the game.
That's a lot. That's a lot, Joe.
How'd you see it?
I looked at the game. I wasn't mad. I saw the stat line. Jalen was like 23 for 38, 200-some yards, two TDs, no turnovers. The sacks really would stand out to me.
Six sacks.
Yeah, and I thought, I'm like, man, that's a lot of passes. Not a bad day. Didn't turn the ball over. But you got too one-sided in your approach. You know what I mean? And we talked about how, you know, one complements the other.
Yep.
So you lean too far into the passing game. Not a bad day. But
yeah,
when
but you only scored 17
points.
But
it wasn't a bad day.
Right.
And it was when you look at
but
it.
But it wasn't a good day.
It wasn't a good day.
I mean, let's call it.
But when
it
you look at it, you really did your defense a disservice.
Yes.
There was a lot to unpack in this game. You don't let a team like Denver Broncos hang around, and you did that. You did that. It was almost like you went into it and you had a plan in the first half and you kind of lost your way in the second half.
So in their last 24 plays before, you know, they went on the final drive to try to win the game, right? They went on that, whatever it was, 1 minute and 10 seconds drill to try to win the game. So before that drive, 24 plays, 23 passes, one design run. I mean, if you think about that for a second, could you ever imagine last year or ever imagine a team with Saquon Barkley with a lead having 23 passes to one run over a two-quarter span? Like, that's why the only thing I could think of is they gave in to the wide receiver. They gave in to the cries of, we need to throw the football more. I want the football. Because there's no reason to change your identity that much with the lead. It's one thing, you're down, right? You're down, you got to throw. They completely went away from the run game for no reason other than, A.J. Brown wants the ball, let's give him the ball.
And I also think that they relied too heavily on their defense. They put them in some tough spots.
I agree.
And they stepped up. You know, they stepped up. And I'm not mad. There was a lot to unpack from yesterday's game. And to be honest, after that game, I wasn't upset. I was more indifferent than anything because I was really trying to figure out and digest what I just saw because there was a lot.
Yeah. Well, here's what
there was a lot going on in that game.
Here's what we've seen for 5 weeks. This Eagles offense isn't very good. I mean, it's just like it should be good, right? They have the names. They have the players. They have the bones of the same team that was good last year, won the Super Bowl. This is not a good offense right now. I mean, like, what do they do well?
That's a good question.
Nothing is the answer.
See,
they don't run block well. They don't pass block well.
See, this is where
they don't throw it well. They don't run it well.
I know where you're going, but this is where you ask yourself, okay, where's the disconnect? And there's a lot of blame that can go around. I would say, and I'm not wholeheartedly blaming it on the offensive coordinator, but that was a little vanilla. That was a little vanilla.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they tried to spice it up a little bit.
It was
a little vanilla. See, I saw somebody tweet out, like, you know, Jalen throws for 40 yards. I mean, 40 passes, or close to 40.
Yeah, 30.
And they lose the game. I don't think that was one of the biggest factors. I don't mind. Put it like this. I don't mind him throwing the football. I think he was pretty decent.
Yeah, he missed some shot plays.
He missed some shots.
I mean, he missed plays that could have put the game away.
He missed some shots, but I don't mind him throwing the ball. The biggest thing that I took away from that, I'm like, man, didn't turn it over. Six sacks is a lot, though.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's just to me that's not winning. What they put out there yesterday is not winning football. Their identity, they have lost it. 215-592-9495. We're live today at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. We got a lot to react to today. It's a day for us, and it's a day for you to react to what happened this weekend. We'll look ahead to tonight, Game 2 with the Phillies. Your reaction to everything, the Phillies, the loss, who do you pin it on, the hitters, the whole team, the players, or Topper? I thought Topper butchered the bullpen usage with Robertson and Strom late in that game when they were trying to hold on. And the Eagles, where's the blame go? I think that's on A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown complained, and the coaches gave in, and that's how you get 44 dropbacks for Jalen Hurts in a game they led by 14 in the third quarter. Ridiculous. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear from Topper. Harper next. Your phone calls as well. We're live at Chickie's and Pete's on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't had this on a Monday in a long time around here, Hugh.
Oh, wow. Not
yeah,
the
Titanic music.
Not the Titanic.
Well, we're taking on water, that I know. All right, welcome back. It is the Midday Show.
Are we just getting started,
Hugh,
man.
Douglas.
We're just getting started. I don't feel like – I'm telling you, after that game yesterday, I mean, okay, let's unpack this just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we ain't got time to feel sorry for ourselves. I'm going to keep saying that all day
but
long.
But we do have time to complain about whose fault it is.
Okay, we can complain. Yeah. I'm not disputing the fact
okay,
that we
complain. Okay, because I got a lot of complaints.
But we ain't got time to feel sorry for
ourselves. I agree. And for everyone in that crowd tonight, they got to be revved
up. They
got
to suck it up, man, because, listen, they weren't going 17-0. They weren't. That's a fact. So – I'm going to take the college analogy that everybody likes. It's better to lose early than lose late.
Geez.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to spin this as a positive.
I know, but, like, if they had looked great their first four games and dropped one, I'd be with you. This team hasn't looked right the whole year.
They haven't looked right, but this is probably their watershed moment.
They
did a lot. Like, a lot transpired yesterday.
Yeah, it was a joke.
You leaned it. Heavily. Leaned it heavily.
There we go. And we're back on a Monday.
You leaned it in heavy on your defense too much, man. Yeah. You left those cats out there to dry.
Well, and you asked the quarterback to do too much. Yeah, well, let's drop the
end. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad, Joe.
It wasn't.
Wasn't spectacular.
No, if you throw 38 times and score 17 points, that's not good. It's not good.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
No, but can we just be real?
Well, no, I'm not being unreal.
No, but you are.
How?
I think you are. Because
how many times did Bo Nix throw?
Bo Nix isn't supposed to be in Jalen Hurts' class.
Okay, I give you that. Top five quarterback. That probably wasn't a strong.
Yeah, it was not strong. And listen, I don't even think it's all in Jalen. I think the coaches lost their minds yesterday to do that.
They've had this guy
for 5 years. We have a formula that works.
I am not. And don't get me wrong, because I know people out here. Oh, you're making an excuse for Jalen. I'm not doing that. I'm not, Joe. All I'm saying is, when you look at the box score.
I don't care about the box score. I watched the game.
What I'm saying is, if you look at the box score, 23 for 38 is not a bad day.
He missed plays.
But it's not a bad day. Okay.
I'm not arguing that. If the objective is not a bad day for the quarterback, then he's a game manager and he's a mediocre quarterback. Oh, okay. Well, that's the truth.
That's a different argument.
Baker Mayfield yesterday threw for like 350 and 5 incompletions.
I'm not saying this is not on Jalen, but it ain't all on Jalen.
I agree with that, but
it ain't all on Jalen.
But my point is, the coach has got to know what they have, and Jalen does some things well. Jalen is a winning quarterback and won for a year. My point is, when you ask him to throw that much, that's not how the Eagles win. They forgot who they had, mostly because I think the receiver didn't shut up all week.
Yeah, they only ran like 11 times.
It's ridiculous, the game plan yesterday. 215-592-9494. We're live today for Chickies of Pete's in South Philly. October baseball is better at Chickies of Pete's. Find a location near you for all the playoff action, chickiesofpete's.com. We're here in South Philly today on Packer Avenue. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. A lot of reaction, and you can react to anything you want. The Phils, the Eagles, Everett, both. I'm frustrated with Eagles coaching staff yesterday. Sirianni got totally outcoached. He got worked by Sean Payton yesterday. Petullo's lost at sea. And I thought Topper just butchered the whole sixth, seventh inning sequence with the bullpen. Is Petullo not lost at sea? I mean, get the guy a compass. He is drowning. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I didn't say nothing, Joe. I'm just like, damn, you dropping a hammer today.
He is
dude, we
lost.
Got a game Thursday. We got to suck it up.
Yeah, that's
we got to get right. We got to get
hold on,
right.
I got to react to yesterday. I haven't even thought about
Thursday.
Yeah,
you're right. We do. But we got to move on. We got all 4 hours, then we're moving on.
Kyle, I got an excuse maker, Douglas, here
I
with
am
me.
Not making
Kyle, your reaction to a miserable weekend.
Well, I guess it depends which one you want me to start with.
Whatever.
So, I'm with you. Topper didn't have a great game. But, like, this one to me is squarely on the players. I was saying this Friday. It's not necessarily about, like, the amount of runs that the Phillies put up. It's hitting when the situations come up and when the situations are presented to you. Like, they had two guys on with one out in the bottom of the fifth.
Yep.
Nothing. Right? They had bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. Nothing. Like, five runs for the Dodgers. If you look at their past playoff games, like, that's honestly a pretty respectable number.
And well, they had 18 in the wild card series.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, so, like, given... given just how poorly I think our relievers played, like five runs is something we should be able to overcome. Like that's not insurmountable. And if it wasn't for those three runs, like, I mean, we'd be, I'll put it this way. Usually when the top of our order comes up, I should be thinking, okay, like here's where we're about to put some things together. I was sitting there waiting. And this is how I know like that the top of the lineup sucked is that I was sitting there waiting for the bottom of the order to come up. Because that was when I thought we were going to have our best chances.
Yeah, Bowman, Bader had the better at-bats than the top guys, yeah.
So, like, I mean, you can't go 1-for-11 with your top three guys that you're giving all that money to and expect to win games. And, like, while Topper, I don't think, made the best decisions, like, Strom and Robertson also just have to be better. Like, you can't leave a meatball over the plate to Teoscar and expect them not to, like, for a Dodgers player is a four-hole guy and not expecting them to put that in the seats. And Robertson just looks like he doesn't have it. Like, the Phillies, to me... squarely on the players. And I think the Eagles stuff, again, I'll kind of package it in a similar way. While Sirianni, I think it was a bad look for him, all the undisciplined plays and stuff like that. Like, that wasn't a great Sirianni game. But, like, if you listen to all the players after the game, and if you go based on what we all saw, like, That, again, is on the players not being on the same page, like specifically the passing offense. And it's not about this thing where, oh, look, like they threw for 300 yards and took a loss. Like, it's not, it's never about the stats. Like, the passing offense just missed opportunities. It's all the missed opportunities. And I mean, now I'm hoping that we can finally have an honest conversation about this offense because it sucks. I mean, the Eagles offense sucks. Like, we got to drop the act with the offense.
Yeah. Well, I've dropped the act. I think you've dropped the act. We got to wait for the third person over here to drop the act.
Why am I catching strikes?
Offense stinks.
All I'm saying is this. I'm not as down on this team as you are. I see everything.
Does the offense stink?
I see everything that you see. They haven't hit their stride yet. And yesterday was the day that they were supposed to hit their stride. They relapsed. They had a setback. That's a better word I'm going to use that word. They had a setback. They had a serious setback.
The only offenses in the NFL averaging less yards per play than the Eagles through 5 weeks
are losing offenses.
Tennessee Titans, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Cleveland Browns
are losing offenses. Yeah. I saw that. And
slightly
it was
above us are the New Orleans Saints. It's bad.
Yeah. I saw that.
It's been a bad offense. All right, your reaction to all this, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown leads us off on a miserable Monday. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, it is a miserable Monday, man. I'm going to get right into this, guys. This was a complete joke of a weekend. Like, it was a total clown show. First of all, we got Big Top Topper himself, you know, goes out there and brings, you know, Robertson back out for the seventh.
Can't
like,
do it.
This guy refuses to bring relief pitchers up and down in an inning. And then the guy that's like as old as dirt, like as old as Hugh and I, he goes ahead and does this in a playoff game? Like, are you freaking serious?
Chris, he was obsessed with getting he wanted Strom on Ohtani, which I understood. But what I don't understand there is that inning's going to start Páez, Smith, Ohtani. If you just bring Strom in to start the seventh, he goes 1-2-3. You end the inning with Ohtani, and he never has to see Betts or Teoscar.
And this guy's clearly not – he didn't coach like it was a playoff game, Joe. He coached like it was a regular season game, and if they won, they won, and if they didn't, they didn't. Scheduled loss. Like, it was ridiculous. And then the offense, I'm tired of this. They go dormant again. Our top three guys had one hit, and that was Bryce's single. Guys, you're supposed to be the marquee players here. You're supposed to be the guys. They looked absolutely pathetic. They looked lifeless out there, all right? And then after all of that frustration of Saturday night, what do our Eagles do? Well, they pulled into the circus yesterday in the clown car. They came out rolling out with the music going and everything. Like it and Hugh, you know what? It is so apparent that we got a new offensive coordinator yesterday. Yesterday it wasn't Jalen. It was A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown was calling
dead right.
The offense yesterday. He was out there calling the audibles on the field, you know, like Petullo's mic, you know, like it looked like he had a play sheet and was calling was really turned off. It was just a prop. Like, it was absolutely disgusting. And you know what? This offense looks terrible. So I got a couple problems here. And you're going to hear a lot of excuse making from a certain group of followers that are going to call in today and tell you how it's not his fault. Well, let's address another group first, and then we're going to get to him because it is his fault. The offensive line looks like trash. They're like Swiss cheese out there. Everything's just cutting right through them. Like, it's disgusting. And I know it's a revolving door at guard. We get all kinds of excuses about that. I'm just tired of the excuses. There's always an excuse. And speaking of excuses is one, Jalen Hurts. If I have to watch him, and Hugh, you're making excuses because you were telling me, oh, well, he was 16 of 20 or whatever, blah, 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 blah. He didn't play that bad. It is playing bad when you run out of bounds twice and give up two sacks. You gave up two sacks. All he had to do was throw the ball. Flick it. 5 yards, you're already out of the pocket. Flick it downfield. No, he's lazy. He runs out of bounds and takes sacks. He's giving out sacks. Like, guess what? I don't know. It wasn't Michael Strahan on the other side. He's not Brett Favre, okay? Stop giving defensive players sacks.
Yeah, you can't take six sacks in a game. I mean,
ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, when you combine the six sacks.
Running out of bounds instead of throwing it away.
Yeah.
Guys, I thought we went through this before. I thought he had finally locked in and was going to not do some of these boneheaded things. And if I have to watch him one more time try to run like he thinks he's fast, that man, when he tries running, looks like I don't know, like Hugh now trying to run.
Well, he couldn't get the corner yesterday.
It looks like Joe DeCamera trying to run.
Well, that's harsh. I mean, that is rough. Well, and that's a bad image.
An angle. He's got to stop running. I'm done with this guy.
Chris, you know appreciate
what?
It, buddy.
The head of the clown show started with the other moron in State College. Have a good week, day, guys.
Yeah, well, he's his own joke. look, a lot to unpack from Chris's call. Topper had a bad night. The bats didn't hit. Like, there's a lot of blame to go around. As far as yesterday goes, yeah, I just don't understand. Like, I can't. The only thing I can think of is that they let the AJ stuff get to them when they crafted how they were going to play in that game. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, they're not. If you're down 14, I understand you got to throw the football, right? You're down. You only have so much time to go. I understand sometimes the pass run ratio gets out of whack. When Saquon scored the touchdown on the wheel route, they were up 14 points in the third quarter. Denver had to move the football the entire game, and the Eagles chose to just kept throwing the ball. It was mind boggling.
That was not smart, especially when you had a lead. Only at that point, you want to try to salt the game away. You saw your defense was playing lights out, and you put them in a situation where they had to keep going out there. You weren't helping them out at all. And they handled it pretty well to a point. But the unfortunate thing about all of this, Joe, is that we've seen this the last couple of weeks where the defense has had to go out there and play a lot till you get going.
Yep.
And they've had a little bit of a lull, and they were able to come back strong. Yesterday was a day that just caught up with them. And then, you know, you had unfortunate plays after unfortunate plays that tended to pile up on the squad.
I thought when you go back to last year, they found a great formula, which is their running game helped everything out, right? It kept their defense off the field, so when their defense was on the field, they were fresh. So yesterday, the Eagles' defense played 74 snaps.
That's a lot of snaps.
So, and they played 70 last week against the Bucks.
That's a lot of snaps.
Do you know how many times last year they played 70 snaps? The whole season.
Probably the Falcons game?
Three total times in 21 games last year they played 70 snaps. They just did it twice in 2 weeks.
Oh, this particular game. Okay,
But they did it three times all of last year. They just did it twice. And yesterday it was so preventable. Run the football. At least bleed some clock and help your defense out. I thought the Broncos knew they were gassed, too. When Sean Payton went for two, you could see it. Like, he knows they're gassed.
He's a good coach, man.
He's a very good coach.
He's a really, really good coach.
I mean, there's no question. He was a better coach yesterday.
And, you know, that's just the when you talk about the momentum swing, that's just how the game goes, especially when you have your defense going out there, you know, playing the way that they're playing lights out.
Yep.
It's going to catch up with you.
Yeah, let's go to Ron and Monco. Ron, how we doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what do you think? Out in four?
We're trying to think positive today, Ron.
Well, Ron, where you been?
Well, be honest with you, I cut you guys off. I cut the Phillies off. I cut everybody off.
Why? Because they were playing
what
well?
What we do to you, Ron?
No, listen. First of all, we got to do something.
No, we were family.
I can't believe you crawled out of your hole today.
I can't believe that I still have to deal
You're
with
such a weasel.
Huh?
What do we got to do?
This guy's, hey, Joe, this guy is calling me a weasel and a worm.
This is serious worm activity.
What do you got for us?
2 years ago, this team ain't going nowhere. I told you all this. You know that. I told you where this is going.
So this is I told you so Monday from Ron and Monco? I told you so?
No. Well, I didn't say that yet. You know, but here's the thing. Listen. This is all about money now with the Phillies, okay? It's all about money now. Let's sell the last jerseys. Let's move those hats. Let's get the hot dogs out of here. Let's clear the deck because this team is done. It's done. It's been done. The problem is the people keep showing up because they think something's going to happen, but this team is no good together. That's all there is to it. They are no good together. The culture in there is not what you think it is because look what they do. Just like Topper. What's he doing in the playoffs? I'm telling you, what the starters should have been out in the sixth inning when he let the first guy on base. Done.
Yeah, he had a bad night. Ron, he had a bad night. I mean, can we wait a few days or write the obituary? It's not over on it. I'm just as frustrated as you, but it's not over yet to write their obituary. We got four games to go in the series. Can we just take a deep breath?
No, you're the best of five. You're going to be done in two. You're going to be done 1 year, and then they're going to go to L.A., and it's over. What's the best of five? Three.
Yeah, I understand how the math works, Ron. I got you.
Okay, well, it's done. See, listen, you just got to get You got to get a grip, Joe. You got to get a grip.
I have to get a grip. I have to get a grip.
You got to get a grip. And do me a favor. Get a grip around the screener's throat. Do that for me, all right? Because I can't reach him from here.
Well, anyway, I'm not even in the same building as him. All right, Ron. Let's Ron did crawl out of his hole. I mean, that's exactly
he did.
What happened.
Yeah, no, he called me laughing.
Yeah, I know.
He hasn't called us for 2 months when the Phillies were playing well.
Of course, because he Ron revels in misery. I mean, today's a day for that. But I will listen. I'm annoyed as much as everyone else is. But again, the one thing today that Hugh said that I agree with is it's not over. Everything else Hugh's been wrong about since 10 o'clock this morning. But you said it's not over. We got a game tonight.
I'm speaking positivity into existence.
Yeah, this is not the day for positivity.
It is.
Well, it is at six o'clock.
If there was a day for positivity, it's today.
All right, I know how everybody feels. I can accept some positivity, but I also need a little reality. Jalen looked good in the box score. Wonderful. They scored 17 points.
See, this is where you get upset, and it's not meant to trigger you, but we got a game Thursday. So you take.
But I'll worry about that Thursday.
But you got to worry about it today because we got to start getting ready for it today.
I'm not playing. I'm
in the mentality that.
Yeah, I know.
But the truth of the matter is, you got to take some of the positives out of this. Then turn the ball over. Six sacks is not good. You got to fix that.
Yes.
23 for 38, 200 and some odd yards. That's not a bad day.
But I'm not looking. But are we a mediocre team looking for not
no,
that
no,
bad?
No, it's not. Not you're not. But there are some things that you need to build on, and you can't abandon a run. You only ran the ball like 11 times.
It's a joke.
You can't abandon a run.
It was the fewest runs they had since the Week 3 game in 2021 when they got blown out in Dallas in Hurts' first full year as a starter. It was a joke. And I believe the next week, the chance of run the ball happened at Lincoln Financial Field. It was a joke, what we saw yesterday. Yeah, and they let A.J. Brown dictate the game. I believe that. The caller was kidding, but I don't think it's really that big of a joke that A.J. Brown dictated that game plan yesterday. Just poor coaching completely across the board for the Eagles. All right, let's hear from Bryce Harper after the game on Saturday night about the offense.
Man, I thought we missed some pitches over the plate, and, you know, we're chasing a little bit. But, you know, I think just missing, you know, pitches over the plate that we, you know, should have done damage on and just didn't get it done.
Bryce, how much frustration with the runners in scoring position? You had your chances tonight and you just didn't get those timely hits.
Yeah, like you said, you know, definitely frustrating not being able to get those guys in. And, you know, as an offense, we've got to be better and, you know, turn the page and get ready for Monday.
How difficult is it knowing what Christopher did tonight as well?
Yeah, threw the ball great. Obviously, he's been throwing the ball great all year long, and you know, that's tough to not be able to get him win right there. And you know, like I said, though, you know, we got to turn the page and get ready for Monday.
Hugh, I thought, you know, in past postseasons, a lot of the issue has been they've swung at bad pitches, right? They've chased. I didn't think that was the issue. I thought those pitches were over the plate. They just missed. Like Ohtani wasn't. A lot of the Bryce ones and Schwarber. They just miss pitches that are over the plate. Like
you said, they were just playing a little bit too cautious. You think?
I don't know what it was. They swung and missed at strikes. It's frustrating when they swing and miss at balls, right? Mm-hmm. Bad pitches. You're like, all right, what are you guys doing? I didn't think their swing decisions were bad. I didn't think Bryce's were. He just swung and missed, or fouled it off, or whatever.
I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about late in the game, correct?
Well, I just thought the whole game
because I just felt like in the moments where the momentum started to swing when Ohtani started to settle down. That's when you needed the other guys to step up. And that's to me, is where it just went
south.
But
I thought the other guys did step up. I thought the issue was turned.
I'm talking about the bigger guys. The number one guys, not the fringe players.
Yeah, those guys were okay on Saturday.
Yeah, they did their job.
That's how they scored, yeah. No, I agree. Let's hear from Topper as well Saturday night after the game.
Was there anything that you wanted to redo, like in the middle innings there with the pitching, or do you feel like – I mean, was Suarez, when you think about it again, like could Suarez have been a guy there in the middle, you know, to start the seventh inning, I guess, with Ohtani do up third there?
No, I think we played it exactly the way I wanted to play it. And we talked about that situation going into the game. And D-Rob, in my mind, was the guy to go to there and stay with him, even though he hadn't done an up-down all year. But you know, he's an experienced guy. Felt like he should be able to get through it.
You know, I heard that, Hugh, on Saturday night after the game, and I'm thinking about it again now. He said that's the way we wanted to do it. There's no way deep down he's going to want Strom pitching to Hernandez and Betts, both of them. And also, he said David Robertson, I know he hasn't done it, but he has experience. He's 40 years old. The up down, right? He had not a single time this season had he finished an inning, sat down in the dugout, and then come back out for the next inning. The first time he asked him to do it is in the playoffs. He's 40 years old.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask somebody to do, in a moment like that. I think the moment caught Topper Saturday. It was just one of them ones he got caught. He got caught in a bad spot, and he didn't have an answer for it, and he put him back out there.
I think he got caught, and he wanted Stroman Ohtani, and he butchered his way there. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls, your reaction. Eagles lose their first game of the season yesterday, and it's not the loss that is the big deal, right?
Like, it's the way they lost.
It's the way they lost.
I get that.
Yeah, like, they're going to lose a game. You're right. They weren't going 17-0. Like, the loss isn't crippling. It's what we saw out there. That pass-to-run ratio, that was the old days of Andy Reid. I mean, that was ridiculous stuff out there. And the Phillies Saturday, they dropped game one. Who are you more frustrated with, the batters, the hitters, or is it Topper? We'll take all your phone calls. We're live at Chickie's today in South Philly. And coming up, what Sirianni said about why they go away from the run in the second half up two scores. That's next. Your calls as well. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's hope not, but it felt like it this weekend. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, live from Chickie's at Pete's at South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickie's seasonal favorites, A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings, Chickie's Sliders, Savory
Sweet
Buffalo
Heat.
Shrimp, more. Yeah, A.J.'s...
Chicken wing.
Some A.J. wings here. You get A.J. asking for the football and then not catching it, stop running his route. We'll get to that. What the hell was that? On that play where it looked like A.J. Brown just stopped as Jalen tried to hit him deep at one point late in the game to put it away. All right, 215-592-9494. You hear from Sirianni in a second here. Hurts, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown coming up. We'll have the audio of them next hour on what went wrong and why the passing game continues to be hit
or
miss.
Where did we go wrong?
Yeah, they went wrong a lot of places yesterday. I would go to this as one of the places. Final 20 play calls versus the Broncos, 19 passes.
One run. Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, that was too much. Let's hear Sirianni yesterday on why they went away from the run in the second half.
You know, again, we'll have to go back and watch a lot of this stuff. There was a couple scenarios right there where we got a little bit behind the sticks. Whether, you know, I know the plays, you know, whether it was a hold or a false start, you know, got behind the sticks there. You know, those are some self-inflicted things that we did. You know, when those happen, I'm always putting that on myself. You know, when we don't master the things that require no talent, that's something that's always going to be on me, because that's something that we talk about an awful lot. And, you know, we have to drive that home, and I have to drive that home. So that's on me.
All right. I mean, that's a nice answer. We don't need to go back and watch the tape to know why you went away from the pass. Just answer the question. Why'd you go away from the run into the pass the whole time? See, it didn't make any sense in the moment. They obviously blew the game because of it. And the only conclusion I could come to is they let the A.J. Brown stuff get in their head.
I mean, it does feel that way. But I think that, you know, when you go back and they look at the film, they're going to look at that and say that there was a lot that they missed. You know, and a lot of times in the second half, when you have a lead like that, even if the run isn't really working, you stay with it because you're helping your defense.
Of course.
You're trying to keep them off the field because they played a hell of a game yesterday.
And you would think you're shortening the game, right?
Yeah, you're trying to – because that's basically what Sean Payton did towards the end. He was playing keep away.
Yep.
He was playing keep away.
When he got the lead, yeah.
Yes, and he made sure that he wasn't going to give your offense an opportunity to come back and make some plays.
Yeah, it was rough yesterday. Eagles go down, and of course, game one for the Phillies, a 5-3 loss. Game two tonight, Lizardo and Snell on the mound. If we get any news on Harrison Bader, we'll pass that along. I'm guessing their lineup will be out right around the time the afternoon show takes over at 2. The Bader situation is obviously one to monitor. Huey has to come out of that game. I was super mad at Topper in the moment for pinch hitting Castellanos there until I realized, and I think we all realized, Bader was hurt. They said it was a hamstring. Now it's a groin. MRI showed nothing serious, so hopefully he can play tonight because they need him in that lineup and in center field. Ivan, Southwest Philadelphia is up. What's up, Ivan?
Hey, man, I just got to ask the people of Philadelphia, are you not entertained? Are we not entertained? Is this not why we are here, for the drama on sports radio after a loss? Like, one, I'm disgusted at the refs. There was some longest yard type business going on there with Coop sack that got turned over, no PI, no grounding. Then going forward from that, like, come on, man. Like, this is all on Nick and KP with the runs. We're a running football team that can't run. Like, one, we actually have to put some of the blame on Howie Roseman for not bringing back Isaiah Rogers and Mekhi Becton, because when we had Becton, you know, Steen would come in as the swing guard on either side, you know, and now we're missing depth on offensive line. We're missing depth at corner. Makuba's getting picked on every game. I've seen Baker Mayfield pick on him. Now I see Bo Nix pick on him, and no one is calling out Makuba. Like, and then KP has no idea what he's doing. He has no flavor. And then at the end of this, we're all trying to pin it back on Jalen Hurts, and A.J. Brown needs to grow up. To stop running when you could have been the hero of the game, right?
Yeah, for sure. Man. No, I mean, Ivan, a lot of what you said there is right, and Ivan, good phone call, man. What he said about the roster is true. I mean, they lost a lot in free agency, mm-hmm. and we kind of just said, oh, well, it is what it is, right? You win the Super Bowl, you have a lot of free agents, they got a lot of money invested in other players. They're missing those guys. They're not as strong 1 through 53 as they were last year. They're just not. I mean, they have more holes on defense. They have more of a hole on the offensive line, less depth on the offensive line. Their pass rush, I think they have one sack from an edge player through five games.
That's Smith.
That's Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius Smith guy, because he got one yesterday. Right. I think he got two sacks yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
BG, obviously retired. Josh Sweat in Arizona. Milton Williams gone. Like, they're not as deep as they were last year. You, as the season goes on, that caller's right. It's true.
There's a lot to unpack with this, and I'm not making excuses, but this team, with all the warts that they had before this game, they were undefeated. That's a fact. And even in yesterday's game, there were some opportunities for them to win it. You know, there's a lot to clean up, but I don't think that it's insurmountable.
Well, no, I mean, of course not. But
I'm not saying that you do.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that even in the loss yesterday, it wasn't that egregious, if you will. Denver came in yesterday. We didn't know whether or not they were a good football team.
Yeah.
And they played well. Bo Nix played well. You know, for a guy who came in, you know, and everybody talked about him turning the ball over, the fact that their run defense wasn't that good, they were pretty decent yesterday. They played
above. Is that them or is that us?
Well, part of it, I think, Landon Dickerson getting hurt yesterday did not help.
Of course
that
not.
Did not help. The fact that we know for a fact that our offensive line is leaking oil, that didn't help. It's one of those things where – it's a lot going against this team right now, but they still figured out a way to be, 4-1 in this situation. There's a lot that they have to improve. You can't succumb to the pressure of an individual if that's the case. If that's the case.
And that's the frustrating part. It feels like they did.
You can't succumb to an individual changing your philosophy or the way you game plan. But that's what comes – if that happened, that's what comes with having a rookie play caller. A rookie OC.
But where's the head coach's responsibility? That's his hire. That's his coordinator. It's his right-hand man. Like, Nick Sirianni can't just get credit when they win and we say he's a great leader. he's the head coach. Kevin Petullo doesn't run this offense all by himself. Like, at some point, he can walk over and say, let's run the ball.
I agree.
Run the ball.
But for whatever reason, Joe, since I've been here, and I understand that most of it is because we've had new OCs. But to me, there has to be a template that you somewhat have to follow. I understand that, you know, being a new OC and being an individual that wants to come in and put your own stamp on the team, that you're going to change some things up. But I feel like, even with that being said, this offense should have some semblance of what it was, or some like foundation.
Yeah, I agree.
Of what it is.
And identity.
It doesn't feel like
No,
that.
We have no identity.
It doesn't feel like
And
that.
Yesterday was a complete, you know, just departure from what they should be. 215-592-9494. All right, Merrill Reese is going to join us, and we'll get to all your phone calls as well on the Phils, on the Eagles. A tough weekend here as we look forward to game two tonight of the NLDS. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors that you got to try, people. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick cut bacon, black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the black forest bacon. Mmm, really, really good. Thick cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're firing it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, both of these bacons bring big flavor. Bacon is serious business around here, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.